Welcome to the Marcia Miyake Show, where our mission is to share thought-provoking ideas, practical tools, and tangible strategies to uplevel your life, business, and relationships. I'm your host, Marcia Miyake, leadership and emotional intelligence consultant, executive coach, and conscious mama of two. Through solo episodes and interviews with experts in the medical, research, business, and spiritual fields, this show helps you to shift from the illusion that success in one area of your life means failure in another, to the understanding that you truly get to have it all. Let's get started. Welcome back to another episode, my love. I just finished doing a live training inside the academy, and one of the things that came up was boundaries, and I just felt like, let me just reiterate this message on the podcast because it's so important. So I have people asking me lots of questions in my DMs, but in particular, I get a lot of questions on how do I do this? How to? It's almost like they're looking for a game plan, like give me the steps, give me the strategies. And one of the main ones I get is around boundaries. So how do I maintain boundaries, or how do I set boundaries? I'm not good at setting boundaries. And they want the tactics. And of course we can say, okay, well, you need to get comfortable saying no. You need to get comfortable prioritizing yourself. So scheduling out your weeks and your goals, and then saying yes when you have the availability and the space to do so, things like that. So those are the tactical, the strategy, the how-tos, how we can say no in a loving way, right? So there's ways to say no to someone that will make them feel less offended, let's say. Again, another strategy. But here's the thing, my love. I get it. We want the how-tos. We want the steps. Yes, because that's our logical brain coming in, right? We want the simplest path, like give me the 1, 2, 3 steps. But that's not how life works. And we have to understand that we're multifaceted, that we're interdimensional, that everything is connected to everything, and that we can't set boundaries and establish boundaries and then maintain them and stand in our power if we don't feel worthy. So the work isn't to how do I set boundaries, is how do I feel worthy of boundaries, right? Because if I tell you how to establish your boundaries and maintain boundaries, we actually have a whole ebook on this, but if I can tell you how to do that, but if you have some muddied energy, right, some conflicting beliefs, then this is just another mask of empowerment. Then this is basically you pretending to be empowered. Like, I love myself, so I'm going to say no to you because it doesn't serve me in the moment. But if we don't do that energy work and that mindset work and that belief work and that emotional work first, then you're just pretending. You're playing another role, and that is exhausting. One of the most draining things is pretending. One of the most draining things is being inauthentic, right? So we need to be authentic. And to be authentic, we need to first feel worthy of the thing that we're trying to establish. So I would begin with, for example, let's throw an example in here. So let's say your family always asks you to do things and you feel overextended and you feel drained. You truly feel drained, right? But then your cousin calls you and she needs a favor and then you say yes. Okay, so that is your habit. You're in a habit now of constantly saying yes, constantly overextending yourself, and possibly feeling really resentful towards the people that keep asking you, but you keep saying yes. So here's the introspection part. Ask yourself, do I believe that I am worthy of having family that doesn't ask me to do a lot of things? Do I feel worthy of having strong boundaries? Do I feel worthy of not having to do things for everybody else? Do I feel worthy of love regardless of how much I do for the other, right? Ding, ding, ding. This is where we're trying to get to. Do I feel worthy of love, period? Because if you low-key don't feel worthy of love, my love, then you are going to constantly be trying to do for the other because you're trying to act, right? You're trying to do the strategy. You're trying to get people to love you because deep down, you don't feel worthy of love unless you do something to earn it. So there is a belief there. There is a core belief about who you are and what you're worthy of. Now, some of this is going to be societal, cultural, possibly, because cultures also have different expectations, especially on women and how we are meant to show up. So if you have this ingrained belief that you are meant to show up for your family, that you're meant to do everything for your kids, that you're meant to drop everything and provide for your husband every emotional and physical need that he needs, and then also for all your extended family too, and for work, et cetera, then you can try to establish boundaries all you want, but they're not going to work because the underlying belief and the underlying energy hasn't been shifted. So a couple of things can happen. You could possibly say no, but because you're not in alignment, it's going to come across like rude, or it's going to come across really dodgy and like, I don't know, just like off. It's going to feel off to people. People won't receive it, or people might not even hear you when you say no. Okay. So it's always about the energy work first, my love. So what we want to do is focus on, do I feel worthy of having this? Do I feel worthy of love? And if the answer is no, then our work is not to help you get really good at boundaries. Our work is to help you feel worthy of love. Because you are so worthy. I cannot even articulate the words to communicate this to you, my love, of how fucking innately worthy you are of it all. Not one being on this planet is any more worthy than you of anything. So think of someone that has the life that you want, or people that have different things that you want, and know that because you desire it, makes you worthy. You are worthy of it now. And so the work isn't to figure out one more tactic or strategy, but to connect with that inner child within you, to integrate that shadow, and to just step into your worthiness. Thank you so much for taking the time to be with me today. If you love this episode, please share it with someone. And if you're a longtime listener, it would mean the absolute world to me if you would rate and review this show on iTunes. I love you so much, and I can't wait to connect with you on the next episode. And remember, it's not only possible to have it all, it is your birthright.